Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Dr. Michael McCain is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his journey to be able to help people change their mindset when it comes to what's possible for them, but also, of course, to be able to show them by example how they can be able to make lasting changes in their lives and be able to live the life that they want for themselves. Last year, he released a book that has a lot of people talking called Think Like a Millionaire, Strategies for Building Wealth. We'll talk to Michael not only about the journey of writing books like this, but also what it's been like for him to know that he's been able to help others along their own journey. Michael, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to connect with you and your audience.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, one of the ways, of course, that you've been able to connect with people, Michael, actually the way that you and I actually set up this interview was through social media. That's been one of the platforms you've been able to use. I mean, what has it been like for you to not only, of course, to be able to apply the principles you share in your own life, but what has it been like for you, Michael, to know that those same principles are helping other people to succeed too?
It's very important to me. It's very essential. I try my best, my level best to always produce conversations, content, sometimes internet, social media content that inspires people and causes them to renew their thinking in a particular area, and it's needed in today's society and generation.
Right. So take us back a little bit. I mean, when did you first realize, you know, that for one thing, that success was something that was possible for you? I think the mistake that so many people make, and I know you've seen this as well, Michael, is that they think, they look at individuals and say, okay, well, you know what, that may have worked for that person, but, you know, it's not going to work for me, or, you know, that may have been for that person, or, you know, may not be for me. When did you know that you were a person that was not only worthy of success, but that you could attain success for yourself?
My key experience came through some hardships when I was younger. Most people have a perception of me that's a little false. I'm not a bad person or anything like that, and I'm saying all this to say that in my early years, I had a situation where I was on probation. Mm-hmm. And anyone that has ever had to deal with probation understands that you're demanded to do particular things. And one of them is you have to be working or have to be in school and doing something. And so at that particular time, I was doing neither. And a long story short, week after week, I would come in and have all these job applications within a folder, and I was not getting approved nowhere that I went. And I made up my mind at that moment. It was time for me to start my own business. It was time for me to do things and take charge of things myself. And my counselor or probation officer at the time told me that she had never seen anyone take that type of initiative to do something like that. And she actually had me come in, which was not something she was really supposed to do. She actually had me come in and speak to a couple of individuals that she had a hard time with. And mm-hmm. when I saw how my story inspired other people and changed their mindset and their ways, it made me take note, you know, that it was much more that I needed to do both with my story and with my outreach to people, how I reach people. Because I always say books take on legs and audio content takes on legs, and it goes into places that I can't reach, but the message is still the same.
Right. And I think that is so true. And you've also been able to use the written word, Michael. That has been one of the ways that you've been able to connect with people. I mentioned the book, you know, Think Like a Millionaire, Strategies for Wealth Building. We're going to talk more about that here in a moment. But, I mean, was writing something that just seemed like the next logical step for you in being able to share information quickly and to reach the largest audience with information?
Absolutely. I've been a writer ever since I think I could hold a crayon, basically. It started with the drawing as a child and then when I actually developed the skill to write and put sentences together, I was always writing things and telling stories. So writing has always been a key thing of importance in my life and a major part of my life. It was also a period in my life where I went through foster care, and writing became even more important to me because it was a therapeutic tool and an outlet that I used to express myself and to deal with feelings and emotions that would remain bottled up. So writing was a key thing, and leading all the way up to this present day in my process of being a minister and pastoring, writing again was another key thing. Writing messages, sermons, Bible studies. There were so many different components that all led me back to writing, which developed the author that I became today, because I have content in several areas, which you don't really see from too many authors. But I think my history as it pertains to writing and the importance of it in my life is what led me down those pathways to be able to write poetry, to be able to write spiritual books, and now to be able to write business content that is helping people and motivating masses.
Right. And I think that is the amazing thing. And also, of course, I think a great reminder for all of us as to what is possible. For those who are just tuning in on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking today to Dr. Michael McCain. We're talking to him not only about his own journey to being able to realize what was possible for him, but also, of course, what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. He's been able to do that through books like Think Like a Millionaire. We'll tell you a little bit later how you can get that and other books by Michael a little bit later. Michael, you know, I think the other thing is, I mean, you know, I mentioned earlier about success, and for some people, they automatically think about money when they think of success. Do you think one of the big lessons for you has been realizing that success and money and wealth are not necessarily the same thing?
No, because I know a lot of wealthy people who everyone views as a success, but they're deeply unhappy. They're not satisfied with their life. And my personal theology as it pertains to success is nothing but the consistency of purpose. So whatever your purpose is in life, whatever you feel that your calling is, that you're supposed to bring to the world, to the earth, that's what you need to be focused on developing, growing, and maturing in. And when you are found in that space and you are found doing those things that bring you joy, that bring you pleasure, that you love doing, you exude that energy, you exude that knowledge in that area. People are receptive to you, receptive to what you do, and they can see the passion, the fire, that burning on the inside of you, and that's what they're drawn to. So for most people, success will not always be in numbers. And for those that start the journey understanding that success is the consistency of purpose, they may even find themselves at a wealthy place when it's all over with. So my key thing or takeaway today would be to understand what your purpose is, and you will have success.
Right. And I think that is the amazing thing. So talk to us about the feedback, because as I said, you're able to, as an author, as a life coach, you know, as a speaker, you have a variety of platforms that you're able to use to be able to reach people both in person and also, of course, online and in other means. I mean, what is it like for you to hear from people about something that you've shared, something that you've written, and to know that you've been able to make a difference?
It's an amazing experience, because I think every author goes through that space of the things that I'm writing, is it really going to reach people? Will it really touch someone? And to get feedback from people that says, I have read your book has changed my mindset concerning finances, or I wish I had your book 30 years ago, I'm in my 60s, but I'm just now getting a clue as to what I could do with my finances and what I have done wrong. Even my narrator, who helped me produce the audiobook, let me know that he's using the steps and the strategies to replan his financial life and set him on a course So I think it's a blessing to be able to hear those things and to know that you are producing something that is really helping people and not just entertaining them. So
right.
that was my takeaway right. from that, is that there are hallmarks all throughout the book where I share things about my personal life, and I share information as well, and it's threaded throughout the entire book. But for people to be able to pinpoint what hit them the most is often sometimes very interesting to me, because those were the things that impacted myself the most. So to have those takeaways or those hallmarks or those place marks throughout the literature is powerful to me, knowing that my readers are resonating with me in the same way that I experienced it.
Right. And I think that is it. You say in the book, and again, I'm referring to the book, I Think Like a Millionaire, you say many people fall prey to desiring to have what other wealthy individuals have. They may desire that their talent and skill would grant them the same privileges or wealth, or they may desire that person's lifestyle, home, car, or other amenities that their wealth provides them with. Sometimes these individuals set their people of influence and status as role images and personalities of celebrities. You talk about how they kind of set those as icons in their lives. Those influences, you write, sometimes provide healthy motivation to accomplish greater with their lives, and at other times they spend a lot of time trying to imitate or languish over a life that they have not afforded to live. You know, do you think that is something that we all have to be so careful of being careful not to? It's one thing for us to have people that we say, wow, you know, that person inspires me, but a totally different thing to want to covet a lifestyle that someone else has.
Absolutely. When you see such reality stars as the Atlanta Housewives, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and so forth, you come across a lot of people that are really thriving in their career, and some of them seem to have made themselves out of literally nothing. And the idea comes across you, why can't I do that? Why can't something like that happen for me as me being able to produce something like that or have the same stroke of luck, so to speak. So when you look at celebrities and individuals such as that, and you see their beginning and their middle and where they are now, and you compare that to, you know, I'm not too different from them myself. Why can't I achieve that? We have to be careful with that because, for one, we don't know what those individuals truly went through to get where they are. Some of the hardships that they had to face, some of the hard lessons that they had to learn. We take what we see on television for the face value of things, but often what we are seeing on these reality shows and from many of our celebrities, not just in the element or the world of reality TV, but even some of the sports people or other areas of television that we favor people, we don't know their go-through. And what we should be focused on is self-improvement. How do I improve myself? How do I educate myself financially? Financial education is a major key and component to people's success, learning where to invest, how to invest, strategies that's going to help you produce wealth. And I think part of the issue for a lot of people is that they understand quickly that it's not something you learn in a day or in a couple of weeks or in a month, that financial education is a lifelong process.
Right. And I think, again, that is the amazing thing. And I think, too, you know, what a great reminder for us all, you know, as we're looking at our lives and also setting goals for ourselves. I want to talk more about goals. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, of course, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Dr. Michael McCain. He's a life coach, a motivational speaker and author. His newest book is called I Think Like a Millionaire. We're talking with him not only about his own journey, but also what it's been like for him to share with all of you. You have an interesting chapter in the book, How Not to Become Rich. Michael. And in that chapter, of course, you give some things, of course, that people can be able to look at and say, okay, well, maybe this is why things are not working out for me. One of the things that you talk about in there is something that a lot of people are guilty of, and that is spending more than you earn. I want to just talk about this chapter overall for a moment, because you mentioned some other great things about, of course, multiple streams of income, you know, making sure, of course, that you're earning money. You know, what has it been like for you to share these things that may seem like common sense things, but what has it been like for you to share them with people and to see the light bulb goes off that, oh, okay, well, maybe this is why I haven't been able to get ahead?
Absolutely. I've had conversations with so many different people, all the way from everyday entrepreneurs such as myself to people, to the educated, those that have gone to school for MBAs and other business degrees and so forth, and a lot of them still don't even have this basic understanding. So a lot of times when people read this particular book, you get mixed perceptions. You have some that are advanced that may feel like, okay, I know most of that. But what people are really missing is the fact that they're not applying it. And if they were really serious about getting on the road to wealth, that this is part of the blueprint. These are the steps that you have to make sure that you have secured. This is like laying the foundation. And if you are missing components of this step, you're either slowing yourself down or hindering yourself altogether. And my point of reference is that I want people to understand that these strategies, these steps, or these things that I placed in this particular chapter and throughout this whole book, are just what I said, place marks to help people build a foundation that's going to be secure and that have been proven by the test of time and through many different experts and so forth who have spent years of research. These are steps and strategies that's going to help them build a stronger foundation and ultimately end where they desire to be.
Yeah.
One of the
I'm sorry. No, go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry.
One of the key things in the wealth-building process that I see 99% of people making the mistake is not creating more income. And most people, when you have the conversation about creating more income, the first thing they think about, okay, I need to go back to school. I need to get another degree. I need to do this. I need to do that. I'm not hindering anyone from going back to school, getting another degree, building their skills in a particular area. However, you can do that without all of that. And most often, it's, as we forestated in this interview, is following your passion, understanding and knowing what your passion is, and operating in those things. What is your purpose? What are you called to? And when you find those things, work on those things, invest in those things, create something centered around those things, and you'll find the success, the finance, the wealth, things that you're looking for will begin to be attracted to you. It will come to you just out of sheer obedience of following those key things.
And I think the other thing is being honest with yourself, right, Michael? I mean, that's one of the things you kind of talk about is that, hey, look, I mean, know what your situation is. And to be able to know what your situation is, you have to have an honest conversation with yourself. If you're married, of course, have an honest conversation with your spouse and say, hey, look, this is what we say we want, but what are we doing to make this happen? And I think that is where, you know, where really I think the truth comes out, you know, when you're able to say, okay, this is what, you know, we're working toward, but how are we going to do it? And I think that's it. You know, motivation is not an easy thing. And you even talk about in that same chapter that I referenced, Michael, about the importance of investing in oneself, being able to know oneself, work on oneself. Do you think that also is a thing? Because a lot of people are not conditioned to save. A lot of people are not conditioned, unfortunately, to make sure they're paying their bills on time. And to take, you know, if you have a debt, like it's a credit card debt or whatever, making sure it's paid when it's supposed to be paid. Do you think that's part of it, knowing those things and being able to work on those things?
Absolutely. Debt and the paycheck-to-paycheck syndrome is a major factor as to why people are broke, why people don't have abundance in their life. also the Keeping Up with the Jones syndrome that we spoke of. Those are definitely key indicators and factors from the start as to why it's so hard for so many to produce wealth in their life, to even save, because truth be told, in this generation, savings is a conversation that is extinct. You know, most individuals are living paycheck to paycheck and literally are one check away from being homeless or one check away from being evicted or in foreclosure, and that's a sad state for our generation to be in, and that's why financial voices such as myself and others are so important to be a reminder, to provide educational stimulus for people to understand what they need to invest in, and ultimately that is yourself. You don't need all these outfits and clothes that you think you need. You don't need all these fancy gadgets that are coming out, especially if you can't afford them. So there's nothing wrong with not being able to afford. And I think part of some of the pressure that people are buying into is trying to keep up with others, trying to keep up with family members, trying to keep up with the trending of the times. And sometimes these new trends, these new phones, $500 and $600, $800 phones and $800 sneakers are not things that we can afford realistically. And most often we're not being real with ourselves. And like I always say, if everything is on your back, then it's not in your bank account. And that's what we need to think about as we're making these purchases. Is it really a need, or am I appeasing myself in this moment by keeping up with what's trending?
Exactly. Michael, the last thing that we want to talk about on the course, a lot of great information is being shared here. For those who are joining us online, you all, if you came in late, you'll be able to catch the replay, or even if you want to go back and to re-listen to some of the things that Michael and I are discussing here, we definitely invite you all to go to the podcast. We'll tell you how a little bit later. I want to definitely talk about, though, and during this last part of our segment, Michael, about the importance of emergency fund. A lot of people call it, you know, a rainy day fund. I mean, that is one of the things that should, again, be self-explanatory. But why has that been so important for you to stress, the importance of having that emergency fund? Because, it, you know, time and unforeseen occurrences can befall us all.
Absolutely. I've been through so many circumstances that taught me the importance of having an emergency fund. I travel often. I have lived in several states, and I have faced many different circumstances where I was in need of financial help or assistance, and truth be told, I've never been a person that knows what it's like to not be, not to have what I need, basically. And to be faced with some of those situations that I've had to face taught me the importance of being a better steward over what I do have when I have it. And I saw many occasions where I was giving away the abundance that I should have been holding on to, or I was spending it in a careless way. And one of my biggest lessons was what took place. The whole purpose of me writing this book started with my dad. Just a quick backdrop. My dad gained millions of dollars through a terrible accident with New York's finest, getting hit by the police and going through over a 10-year process through court and therapy and doctors and so forth to collect his funds, only to receive them, and within a couple of years, his money dwindled. Not because he was careless, per se, in spending, but he entrusted the wrong people. He made custodians over his account that should never have been over his account. And just as quick as it seems that he received it, it was also gone. So these are a part of some of the big life lessons and takeaways for me, that emergency funds are important. Where you invest your money is deeply important. An emergency fund is something that is as simple as keeping you during a period of a job layover or layoff. It's something as simple as you having enough money to be able to continue to pay your mortgage or rent for a couple of months if you need to do so, cover unexpected medical expenses that may occur that you may not have been planning for, or vehicle expenses, in an accident or something that takes place. These are all things that keep your household, your family unit grounded, and it's important to think about that investment and saving in those areas.
Right. And I think that is it. What a great reminder, again, for us all. Again, everyone, Dr. Michael McCain has been our guest for this segment. We've been talking with him not only about the work he's been able to do to help others, but also, of course, how he's been able, of course, in his own life to be able to apply what he's been able to share, and now, of course, to be able to see the way that people around the world are able to benefit from it. One of the tools he has is his book, Think Like a Millionaire. I actually got it through our friends at Amazon.com. You can get it for yourself for less than $3, so take advantage of that for sure. And, Michael, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
I'm everywhere on social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. They can find me there. I have a personal website that is being redeveloped that will be released in mid-April, and that website address will be www.mccaininternational.com. They'll be able to reach me there. And if you're interested in any literature or other materials that I have, you can find me on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million.
All right. So make sure you're all staying connected with Michael. Michael, great conversation with you today. Thank you so much for the time, and looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, man. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side of our program, you'll stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you at the bottom of the hour. But those joining us online, as I said, and you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media friends. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.